Nosen piten loy. Because the mitzvah gives tokev. Al yeyo levofa betikra loy. Don't feel bad in your heart that you're doing something terrible to yourself by giving away your money. Bigalala dova zei velecha Hashem lekar v'chol ma'yisech v'chol mishach v'decha. By doing this, you're giving yourself the biggest profit you can. It says the nature of a person is it's very hard for him to part with his money. And even if he knows it's the right thing to do, but the shas maisa is very hard. The Torah says over here, as you're giving it, you shouldn't give it with a hard heart that, oh, this is something really hard for me, I really need this for the great grandchildren or whatever it may be. But, or my trip to Hawaii. There's a mice in Atlanta, the Rob told me that somebody was supposed to make a big donation to the mikveh 50 years ago. And the Rob came in and spoke to him, oh, Shkoyach, you're giving $2,000 to the mikveh. Somebody hears his wife screaming from the kitchen. So he said, 1 second, I have to speak with my wife. So here the wife saying, you promised me a trip to Hawaii, what's going to be with our trip? So they're fighting back and forth, finally comes out and he says, I reassessed my financial state and I can't afford to give this token. So it's always an important thing to assess properly what our real finances are. Yeah. Our koponin, the shas maisa, he says, is a hard time. Once the person gave it already, he usually feels good about it because, you know, he got past the HR and now, Baruch Hashem, I did something good. Yeah, so he says that, because of this, very often the person doesn't do the mitzvah properly because when he's giving it, he's not doing it to lay the shoulder. But after he gives it, then he feels good, like we said before. So he said, you should also be good because you should know that this is a way to get bracha. So everybody's looking for bracha in their life. When, for example, if a person gets an investment offer from somebody very reliable that within the next 10 years he's going to have 10 times as much money. So if he really relies on the person, he generally does not feel bad about parting with his money because he knows he can get something back that's much more valuable. So the Torah is telling us, look at it that way. You're not giving up anything. You're bringing yourself bracha. Every time you're giving tzedakah, more than you think you can, kamavana pi'alocha. To a chaymish you can give. If you're very wealthy like the Chazon Ish was, you can give more than a chaymish. I call upon him. The important thing is, if you want the mitzvah to be proper, to think of this to yourself, I'm now involved in doing something good, and I'm going to get bracha from it, I can feel good about it, the shas maisa, and come about, I'll bring even more bracha.